the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Another day in the neighborhood.
Yep, that's where I live, man. We mentioned it earlier off the air, but like, how sad would it be to be a womanizer who couldn't get any women?
Well, yeah, because the guy in Three's Company, what was that guy's name?
That first landlord?
No. The friend who would come up. Larry. Larry was his name.
And it was like he was like a known womanizer.
But he couldn't get neither the quote ugly one or the hot one.
Which, yeah, she was still kind of cute, too. Yeah,
I kind of liked her better than Suzanne Somers.
Suzanne Somers wasn't even, I mean, she was a tall blonde with a big rack, but she wasn't like hot. Yeah. Like, look at her face. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not a hot chick.
I saw her nude once, my father's Playboy. He must have really liked Suzanne Somers. Like,
holy shit! Because he didn't have any Playboy. Yeah,
that was all he had. His only porn was one issue. And an article about O.J. Simpson, you know, 15 years
they
prior
called
to murder.
It. They called him, man. They said he was going to be a murderer. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, he's pretty good now, but I wouldn't doubt it if he killed someone someday.
Came out in 1979 or 80, this issue. And it had naked Suzanne Somers that Playboy like, bought. Like, when she was unknown, she did some nude shoots, you know, to make ends meet.
Yeah, and this is before the Thighmaster, if anyone knows what that is.
So. Yeah, well, her thighs were covered in fur. She was like 70s style, you know, all the way. But I remember looking, I'm like, man, look at that, Suzanne Somers.
Yeah, that shit's all gone, right? No one really cares about celebrity centerfolds now, right? Because, you had the Playboy phase, and then you had, the FHM phase.
I hate to disagree with you, but do you remember the Fappening last year?
No, we want full nudity. Like, real nudity, not centerfold. I'm talking, not laid out centerfold style. Because, remember, for a long time, you know, Playboy got so-and-so to do a cover, to do a centerfold, wow. And then celebrities said, yeah, I want to do that stuff, but I don't want to be naked. Yeah. So FHM started grabbing up, listen, we're going to do sexy photo shoots in bikinis. And, you know, that was huge for, a decent amount of years.
Heavily airbrushed.
But then that went away. And now it's just like fuck it, man. If they're going to be nude in a movie, I'll check that out. Or some photographer is going to take a shot of their snatch when they're getting out of a car.
Well, Miley Cyrus did basically full frontal the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at him.
No, I missed that.
It was like artsy. Like, she'd have paint on her.
No, I don't like that shit.
But, you know, you see her boobs or breasts.
I don't like art.
Titties, her mammary glands.
I kind of got you the first time, though. I don't need all the...
And her armpit hair that she's sporting right now.
Yeah.
Which is trendy, but not trendy. Like, some assholes think it's trendy, so they do it, but it's not really trendy.
It's not trendy. There's not a lot... How many people do you know?
I guess it depends what you mean by trendy. Trendy could mean lots of people are doing it, or it could mean that some high-profile people are doing it, and then some people, you know, some other assholes are doing it. Like, it's trendy.
I don't know. If something's trendy, there's a decent amount of people doing it. Because it's a trend. They're doing it.
There was this one cam model that I followed on Twitter, who I finally unfollowed because she annoys the shit out of me. First of all, I knew she'd be the type to do that because she is non-binary. Which means that she doesn't see herself as a man or a woman or a girl, gender-wise.
Which I don't even believe her.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. What kind of point are you trying to make, all right? You're just some kind of asshole.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, they just want to be a part of something, so they just make up some bullshit, and you can't argue with people like that because, I mean, they're not logical to begin with. You can't have an argument with someone who won't see reason.
Like, she gets angry if you call her. Like, she'd be angry at this conversation right now. I'm not a her. Yes, you are. All right? This is stupid.
Yeah, my name is Kate. Is that where you're getting at?
No, because scientifically, they've pretty much proven that when they look at the DNA structure of a transgender person, that they basically have the structure of a whatever opposite they're turning into.
That's not what I've heard. I've heard that it's brain structure, not DNA.
Well, whatever. Same thing.
It's not.
But you know what I mean? It's a scientific
thing. There are some structures in the brain, which, I mean, that's a lot different than saying, yeah, like, your DNA.
I think, no, you know what, I did read, I'm pretty sure I read that there is DNA, too.
The thing is, I don't really know, and you know what? They don't really know either, because 10 years from now, they'll say something different. So, like, we'll just say for now, that's what it is, and
it's,
we'll
probably
leave it at
true.
That.
But, saying you're non-binary, what is that?
You know,
that's just being an ass. Like, yeah. I don't want to be either. I don't want to go to your labels. That's what you're saying. You're not saying, you know, I don't know. I just felt like that I'm the opposite of my, you know, there's, like,
there's people, there's a difference. Who say they're asexual, or they have some, the other end of it, they're into some poly shit. I'm polyamorous, or, you know,
that's the problem. You have,
there's a lot of nonsense going on. I don't know.
You'll get like this one, they're like, all right. That's cool, but then other people are like, well, I want to be part of something, but I'm not. I don't want to change into a man, or I don't.
Yeah, I don't
want to
have. I don't want to chop my dick off.
But I'll be something. Oh, you know what I am? I'm asexual, and yeah, I don't want to be discriminated against. Who the fuck's discriminating? If you don't want to have sex, don't. There's plenty of virgins around that don't get discriminated. Listen, we're not serving you. You're a virgin.
I can tell. I could tell. Okay, you don't have to tell me. I mean, come on. I know.
Now, virgins are discriminated against when they want to have sex.
No, that's only for male virgins.
Yeah.
If a male virgin is trying to have sex and the woman knows he's a virgin, that's like, yeah, never mind.
That's because girls think that it's some special time.
And, you know, if you're just a guy virgin and you're of a certain age, you're a fucking weirdo because you haven't had sex. If you're a girl virgin, guys are seeking that.
Even
oh, shit.
When most people lose their virginity, it's a disaster. And even though girls have already gone through that disaster, they still in their minds think of when they were, you know, 15 and thinking about, like, wow, this is going to be somewhere romantic. It's going to be like candles lit, and it's going to be, you know, the love of my life. It's going to be some great thing. You know, it always turns out to be
I don't know what it is.
Some fucking fluke.
I don't know how it is for a woman. For me.
That's what they think.
For me, it wasn't like a disaster. It was kind of a nothing. I didn't really do much of anything. I pretty much just dipped it in. Mm. You know, I was 14. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Didn't really, you know, I mean, technically it's intercourse, but barely.
For me, it was a total surprise.
Holy shit! Look at this.
Like, it's like
fucking and everything.
Like, I wasn't even like pushing for that because, like, for some reason in my feeble little brain, I was like,
it is pretty feeble.
I was like, yeah. I don't. She's not gonna want to have sex. That's like a big deal. I don't know. Next, you know, there we are. I'm like, wow. So I did it. All right. There we go.
Yep.
Moving on.
So, you know,
I can get my first sip of alcohol.
You can. So, you know, I'm a single man now.
Yeah.
And so I'm on the dating sites, you know, checking that shit out. So, this is a recent thing. I was chatting up some girl, and, you know,
What was her name?
Emily.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, went well. You know, we could see each other's pictures. We're chatting on the app, and then it moved on to, you know, she offered up her phone number, so we're chatting on that. And, you know, we're chatting for a decent amount of time, and it's going well. So,
did you ever meet?
Well, can I tell the story?
No, I guess you can.
I can, yeah. So, you know, it's going well, and we made plans to hang out. But the thing is, we made plans in the beginning of the week.
Never do that.
For the weekend. But
never
that's
do
just
that.
How it happened.
I've been burned by that a million
but
times.
But hold on. My story isn't over. Because, mm-hmm. Listen, we all know, as guys, if you make plans for the weekend and it's beginning of the week, it is so hard to keep that contact going throughout the whole week. Because odds are, by the time the weekend comes, she's already lost interest and it's fucking done. It's not going to happen.
Or she does what I used to do. Hey, you want to do something, sir? Sure. And I'm thinking, that's far away. I could probably think of an excuse before then.
Yeah, just however it happens, by the time the weekend comes, you're not hanging out. You're not doing shit. And I've been there. That's happened plenty of times. That happened to me recently, too. That was with a different girl I was talking to. You know, you're talking for a time, and then when the time comes closer to let's do something, you know, they're fucking gone. They're like, well, you know, what are you going to do? Now, in this particular instance, it was different. Now, in the middle of the week, she just up and says, like, listen, you know what? I know we have plans for Friday, but let's just do something today. It's like, I'm like, okay, great. So her pictures weren't that great. Like, you can't really get a really good gauge of how she looked. So we meet, first of all, we're supposed to meet, like, okay, let's meet at, like, 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
No, night.
Breakfast.
So, but by the time it was, like, closer to 10, she goes, oh, I'm showering, oh, I'm getting ready, blah, blah, blah. It was a pain in the ass, because I'm, holy shit, come on, lady, I'm fucking just waiting around over here. So, by
where'd you have to meet her?
Well, we were gonna, like, her premise was, I'll come over to your house, and we'll just watch some Netflix. We'll just hang out. But then she thought a little, you know, better of it.
You know
and
what?
We decided...
If you're a guy and a girl says that, it sounds great. You should say, no, why don't we just meet out at...
But we did. We did meet out. Because she thought better. She was like, well, you know, why don't we just, you know, meet somewhere first? And then I'm like, yeah,
Applebee's.
That's fine. So we met at Tim Hortons. Oh. But I'm not going to have fucking dinner. I just ate.
Applebee's can get dessert.
Nah. So we did that. I'm waiting in the parking lot. She pulls up. And, you know, I text her, like, hey, are you here yet? And she's like, yeah, I'm in this car over here. I'm like, okay, I think I see you. She gets out, and I get out. I'm looking, holy shit, this chick is really fucking cute. Her pictures do not do her justice. Like, oh, my God. And she must have looked at me and thought, huh, those pictures are pretty becoming. The real life must not be, because immediately I can tell that she lost interest. Now, we went in there, you know, we had her whatever we had to drink. She was really nice. We even went back to my place and still watch a little bit of Netflix. But the whole time,
that's
I could
tell you risky.
Yeah, for her, because I was, you know, I'm way stronger
and
than
you.
Her. Yeah, she was a tiny little girl. Like, smaller than me, so, you know. That tells you something, because I'm pretty small. So, but the whole time, I could tell that she has totally lost the interest, you know. And we say goodbye, you know, exchange a hug. And then afterwards, I text, oh, you know, have a good night. You know, I had a real good time. She texts back, oh, you know, yeah, I had a lot of fun. And then I text, yeah, so, you know, hopefully on Friday we do this again, because the original plan is to do it on Friday. It's like,
wait a minute, you text her that night about Friday?
Or it might have been the next day, I don't
know.
Yeah,
you don't, that's too soon.
I don't know, but listen, I had to, because I knew she lost interest, but I had to confirm it.
Alright.
And so, when I mentioned further plans, you know, that's when she disappeared.
Just didn't answer you.
Yeah. It bummed me out, because, I mean, obviously... As soon as she got a look at me, that was fucking it. I mean, she was nice enough to continue with the plans.
Why?
But it made me feel like shit.
Why couldn't she just text you back, like, sorry, you know?
I know.
Just like, not interested. I guess it doesn't matter either way.
I mean, that would make me feel bad, too. But at least it's something definitive. Not just, oh, okay. And so the next day, because, you know, she didn't mention, you know, she didn't answer me. So I was like, so, hey, what's up? And she answered me back. Like, okay, maybe I'm wrong, because I don't know what's going on in other people's heads.
I've been in the same situation.
She answered me back. So it's the next day and we're still talking. So I bring it up again. So, you know, are we still on? You want to still see something Friday? And she says, oh, what do you want to do? And so I mentioned, oh, you know, we could do this or that. And that was it again. And I haven't talked to her since, because obviously, look, I knew it, but I really just wanted a confirmation. Because, like I said, I mean, like, I know what's going on in my head, and I do trust my instincts, but it's like, well, listen, Mark, you don't fucking know everything. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe there's something going on with her.
My instincts are right a lot of times.
Yeah, my instincts, I always trust my instincts, and they never steer me wrong. And it really bummed me out, and especially this weekend, because usually we record on a Friday because my son's not home. And then now it's just me alone, you know, with nothing to fucking do. And, man, that is, like, the most depressing fucking
time. See, in my single days, that would have been me texting people I know.
Oh, guess what? I tried that. Even more depressed. This one girl I used to hang out with, I texted her, hey, what's up? You know, she didn't answer back. But then later on, she answered, oh, hey, I was at a football game. So, you know, how you doing?
That's where I was.
Yeah. She's like, hey, why aren't you recording? It's like, my friend's at the football game, too. So, you know, chatting with her. And then she proceeds to tell me the story of, she's getting married next year. She's with this boyfriend. Everything's going great, you know, all this shit. And it's like, wow, that's fucking... Because I'm not talking to you anymore. That bummed me out even more.
You want to marry her.
And I didn't want to marry her. Listen, that was why we, you know, we stopped seeing each other anyway. Because that's what she wanted. But, you know, it's depressing. It's like, I'm already bummed out to begin with. And now I'm texting people and they're telling me about their fucking happy lives.
That is why I didn't really like dating. It was fucking annoying.
I don't like it.
There's some good parts of it. Like, it seemed like, well, you get all these different girls and, you know, the things are all... But then it's like, half time it doesn't work out. And it's fucking... You get these awkward fucking meetings because I'm too neurotic and stupid. I'm too much of a social idiot to meet someone in real life. So I have to meet in the internet and you have to... Well, we'll meet here. And then it's like, we stand there and judge each other for 5 minutes. And it's like, fuck...
Yeah,
and I've been through the same thing as you. You go out a couple times, it seems like it's good, but you're not. There's something a little off. You're like, it seems like she's kind of, but not really. And then, you know, she disappears for days at a time, and because we always say, you know, when a girl likes you, she will not stop contacting you.
There will be no excuses. Oh, I can't do this because blah blah blah. No, she is so into you. I'm breaking those other fucking plans. We are together.
And the tough part is, when you're neurotic, it's like...
The neurotic erotic.
You can't not just play it cool. Like, that's what you should do. Like, whatever. She texts me, whatever.
I know, but you're expecting it. You're like, you know what? You're like, shit, I know she fucking doesn't even like me. God damn it. And now all you can do is dwell on it. And, listen, there's a topper to my depression. So, I went on...
You have cancer?
I wish.
Yeah, that'd probably make you forget about all the girl trouble.
Yeah, I know. I went on Facebook... And I decided, let me see what my old girlfriend, the one who just broke up with me, is up to. She is, you know, there's pictures of her, with her with another guy.
Well, of course, dude. Well, she had another guy the moment she broke up with you.
I know. But you know what? I didn't know that for a fact. I could have figured, but I didn't know it for certain. So I started going back in the timeline. I'm like, okay, there's that guy.
This is bad. You shouldn't be going down this rabbit hole.
There's still this guy. Like, listen, we just fucking broke up, like, a couple days before that point. There's this guy.
I had to tell you this stuff, but she was probably with that guy while you were together.
Yeah, possibly. Well, not with, but she probably met him. Listen, give me fucking something, okay? She met the guy while we were together.
And he was better than you, apparently.
And decided, yeah, you know, this is a way better guy than that piece of shit Mark. Who cares about him? I'm going to be with this guy.
If you want, I'll go blow up his car for you.
I wouldn't know where his car is. I wouldn't even bother.
You could do it. It's the internet. You could find everything out about him.
Yeah, that's true. You know what the funniest thing is? While I was on the dating sites, I just decided to message, you know, friendly message to some lesbian girl. Because she mentioned, like, on her profile, that, like, please stop asking me for threesomes and, you know, open relationships.
Why are you looking at lesbians on a dating site?
It, the way this one's set up, you can just look at activity and, like, I don't know what she is or anything. I click on, huh, what's this? And, you know, it turned out that's what it was. So I just messaged her, like, are people really asking you for this? And that was a couple weeks ago. We don't go on the dating app anymore. We text each other like all the time. She's a real nice girl. Just when I'm bored, when she's bored, we chat it up.
So when are you gonna spring trying to get with her?
I'm not. What would be the point?
You know, dudes do that though.
I know they do that.
They're stupid. But the girl says she's a lesbian. She's not lying. She's not lying to keep guys away from her. She's not interested in guys.
Yeah, she's a lesbian, and I'm a loser right now, so sometimes it's nice to have someone to chat with.
But you should go on Craigslist and say on the strictly platonic section, yeah, look for saw texting.
That's all right. I'm staying off of Craigslist.
Well, have you gone onto Tinder yet?
Funny you should mention that, because I was just about to go into that. Do we have time? Ask our producer. So, because I got another show to do, you know, like right after this, I have a hard out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have time for this. So, you know, I was feeling pretty down, all that shit. So I thought, you know, fuck it. I'll do the whole Tinder thing. It's just another avenue, different people.
I heard that's a real shit show over there.
I don't know. So what I did was, the only way you can get onto Tinder is through your Facebook. So it's like it's connected. It takes your information from
there. But your
there.
Name is French Perry.
I know. So I tried doing that. But it's like, listen, you can change what name they see and stuff. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. So I did that. And as I'm setting it up, you have to, it's like, well, we can't get some information. Let's put in, we need to put in your birthday. So I put it in. And no matter how many times I put it in, it kept saying that my birthday was the same day. It kept saying I'm 0 years old.
Well, yeah, because
No, it has nothing to do with that. Because I put on my French Perry one that I'm like 96 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it didn't say I was 96. It said I was zero. It put today's date as my birthday.
By the way, fans, if you want to follow Mark, he's French Perry on
Facebook.
Yeah,
that's true. So
he has zero activity on his Facebook, but
that's true. That's true. So
although if you got a bunch of fans on there, you might talk to them.
You might
give them the opportunity to talk to a star.
I would. I'm lonely. So it kept saying that I was 0 years old. So every time I open up Tinder, all I see are 14-year-old girls on Tinder.
Oh my God, you're gonna get yourself in trouble.
So first of all, I'm thinking, man, if I had a young daughter, I would be making up a fake profile, because there's like my 13-year-old girl is on there talking about guys with big dicks looking to get fucked. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Isn't there an age limit? Shouldn't it be like 16 or 18?
Apparently there is not, because they're on there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what I had to do, it's like you when you see on your Facebook people to befriend, you're going to see an extra one of me. Because, you know, I have the one that I deactivated. I have the French Perry account. So I had to create a new account so that I can get on to Tinder.
Man.
Yeah.
You only can use Facebook to get on Tinder?
Yeah.
There's got to be other ways.
Only. I tried. That is it.
What about Twitter or something?
Maybe. Not when... No, not as far as I know. I tried, dude.
What about Google Plus?
How many times do I need to say no? So I did that. I set it up. And, you know, you just like, oh, who do you like? You like this, you like that girl, you don't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you swipe right or left.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. So I did that. And right away, you know, somebody liked me back. So I started chatting. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Hey, you know, we're you know, sending a few messages back and forth. Then she says, it's funny. She says, I just looked you up on, it's like some kind of website, Tinder search or something like that. I think it's some kind of like security thing to make sure like I'm not, like I'm real or I'm not some kind of creep or something.
That's going to hurt you that you'd have a brand new Facebook page.
Well, apparently I wasn't on there. But because I think it's like, I just fucking made this thing. So obviously I'm not on there yet. So I told her, like, well, I just made this today, so I'm probably not on there yet. And she goes, really? I'm like, yeah, I just made it like an hour ago. And then immediately she liked me or whatever. She probably thought I was lying. Like, well, listen, I mean, it does happen. People do just join today.
I told you, it's the Wild West in Tinder, and guys are complete assholes on there. It's just like, I don't know how successful you can be on there.
I don't. You know what the funny thing is?
Girls have their guards way up on that.
When thing. I'm looking over there, half the girls on there are half the girls from the other sites, regular dating sites that I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same people.
I'm telling you, if you're really serious about meeting a decent girl, you might want to start paying. I know you're against it, but...
Prostitutes?
No,
I mean,
no,
I'm
no,
sure
no.
They're nice ladies.
I hear that you get way better results with the pay sites. Now, I don't know if that's just propaganda or what.
Yeah,
but if you go to like Match.com, you're gonna get, because you're not getting scumbags. You're getting.
I mean that. I know that is true, but I feel like I'm not good enough.
You're like, well, if you have $20 a month, you're good enough. That's pretty much the.
I guess.
I mean, you can go to FarmersOnly.com because there's a lot of people who aren't farmers on there.
Yeah,
it's
but
for farmers and country folk.
Yeah, I'm not a farmer or a country folk. I don't like country people. I mean, it's not that I don't like country people. I have no interest in the outdoors. Mm. I have no interest
in the indoors.
Yeah, well, no, indoors I like. I like staying home. I don't want to play with your animals. I don't want to go take a walk in the fucking forest.
That's what you should put in your profile. Avid indoorsman.
I know. It's true. I like staying home. I'll go to the mall.
I like any activity that's within like a 10-foot radius of my house. Yeah. Or the mall.
Yeah, the mall's cool. I like that.
Yeah, the mall's going on, good going on for me. I'm like, hey, mall, I'm excited.
Yeah, I love going to the
mall. Look around at stuff I can't afford. Like, oh, if I was rich, I'd buy this. If I was not even rich, if I was middle class, I'd buy this.
Oh, yeah. I was at the mall the other day. Me and my son were there. Just, you know, went to the arcade there. They have some shitty little, you know, games playing, you know, walking around. Bought him some new hats.
That's nice.
He likes hats.
Well, the fair's back in town
this week. I heard.
I'm excited about that. I've gone a couple times already.
Usual shit?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of freaks walking around.
Yeah, that's all there is, though.
You know, a lot of, like, they look like tweakers or meth addicts.
A lot of, like...
They're like, that girl's kind of attractive, but there's something about her that's a little
I
off.
See them walking around sometimes, and I think, man, this chick has a kick-ass body, but she kind of has a crackhead face.
Yeah, you want to lose weight, just start being a crackhead or a meth addict.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, I mean, that junkie has a really hot body.
Well, what happens is you basically forget about food when you're all
hopped up. We need to eat?
Huh. Yeah.
I don't even know.
You know, potheads have a nice, you know, they have a nice...
Potheads, yeah, they want to eat.
Yeah, they eat after, but, you know, when you're on crack... It ups your metabolism and all that stuff, so...
Oh, man, I want to up my metabolism. I'm a sucker going to the gym. Shit.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Man, I got to start getting meth.
Well, meth, any kind of speed or meth, cocaine, it'll all do the same. Bad for your heart, though, and your teeth, I guess. I don't know.
Is it bad for your teeth, or they just forget to brush their teeth? I never know.
No, I think there's some kind of reaction. There's some sort of thing with meth.
Oh, man, what if I can counteract it? Ooh, wait a minute. I'm going to go to invent... meth that's infused with fluoride so they could still have good teeth.
What if you're like a meth addict but you're like meticulous with your oral hygiene? Like you're flossing, you're using the water pick.
That's the
thing.
You're
going to the dentist every month.
Is it an internal thing? Like somehow like the calcium is leached from your teeth or something. You know what I mean?
I read about it once, I can't remember now. I think it does. It's something that you can't really, but maybe not. I don't know.
That's why I'm going to work on it. I'm going to go in my lab.
Steve, the producer, why don't you look that up? We need a goddamn producer.
I know.
Look shit up for us.
Yeah, it's mostly you on your phone, which is a pain in the ass, because then all of a sudden, you're just not talking
anymore.
You got
a vamp for 10 minutes.
Like, so, because there you are, clicking away on your phone.
I'll tell you, this is the state of the show address. I would like to expand our show to, like, every day we have a whole cast of characters. But maybe once or twice a week we have someone in here.
Yeah, I'd say once.
That we trust. Oh, you know, just kind of sits around.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind having somebody cool participate.
Yeah.
No such person exists. I have to
clean up around you because it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, it is.
The studio.
But that person doesn't exist, though.
Well, it doesn't exist because we have high standards, apparently.
Yeah. Most people are idiots, and they're not funny. All they're going to do is jump on whatever we're saying, and now nothing's going
to
happen.
The other thing is we'd have to befriend someone, because you can't just ask. Like, you just can't message a random person and go, hey, come to my house. Let's record something.
Yeah, some people you can.
Especially with a girl, because that's what I'd really want is
a female perspective.
Female voice. Yeah, we have enough dudes in the show. Two's enough.
Two's too many.
Yeah,
it would be interesting. I'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
And have her be nice, too. And so you could say, there, Mark. Everything will be okay. And I'd say, thanks.
Yeah, she could caress you. I mean, console you.
I mean, if she wants to caress me, that's fine, too.
She could console you with all your pain.
The soap named Caress. She can give me some of that.
Because
I'm sweating my ass off in here.
It is warm, but good news, the winter is on its way.
Oh, it always is.
I can't believe that summer is over with already.
In this area, our summers are so short. So short.
Well, it's like 90 degrees today. But
yeah, today it's fucking hot. But we all know. In Buffalo, we fucking know. This is like mid-August. Summer's pretty much over. It's 90 degrees, it's mid-August.
It's mid to
summer's
late
fucking.
August. I say it's mid.
Yeah.
When you get to the 20s, it's mid to late August.
We're not there yet, but yeah, it's fucking over.
Yeah, it's the 20th today.
Yeah, it's over by then.
Yeah,
even before.
Once we hit the 20th, which is today.
Hell, once, sometimes beginning of, once it hits August 1st, I'm like, well, that's pretty much it for summer.
When I was a kid, as soon as 4th of July came, I start getting sad. This has been my, I guess it's depression. It might be clinical depression, I don't know. But I've always had this undercurrent of melancholy because I feel like things are over. Even in the beginning of things, I'm like, well, it's almost over. Like, I was at the first day of the fair, and I'm like, Yeah, but soon enough it'll be like the last day of the fair and it'll be all over.
Then we all be and dead.
A lot of times lately I've been I don't know, you call it fantasizing, but it's not fantasizing. It's, I don't know what it's called. What is it called when it's not necessarily positive fantasizing?
I mean, you could, I could still, it's still fantasizing. I mean, if you want to say negative fantasizing.
But I thought about, like, okay, maybe in the next 4 or 5 years I'll have a kid, all right? I'll be like 40 years old or something.
Pretty old.
Yeah, kid. I was thinking, next thing you know, they're going to be in like their 30s or 40s. I'll be like 80. I'll be someone's grandpa. And that'll be it. I'm just dead. My life's over. Like, I'm in my mid-30s, but in my mind, like, I'm sad because life's over. I'm
pretty much done.
Yeah, I feel like life's over. I got another 40, 50 years, you know, good years left, but in my head, it's like...
Good?
I'm like, it kind of feels like it's done. It's like it's over. Like, I'm probably not going to get, like, I don't know. I don't know how much better things can get. It's
how much better? None. Hope that they don't get worse. That's the best you could hope for.
I would hope that my career would get a little bit better, whatever career I fucking... semblance of a career I have. Like, I never really picked a career, which is a problem, because then you're just kind of, like, just hanging out there, like, fuck, I don't know what I'm going to... Like, you know, your next job is going to be completely different than the job you had, because I don't have... Like, I'm not a... Like, someone's like, as soon as I go to high school, I'm going to be a nurse. They go to nursing school. I'm a nurse. Now I can move up to head nurse. Now I'm going to go back to school and become, you know, like,
whatever. Now you can, like, do some kind of add-on and, like, in the health field. Like, listen, now I'm going to kind of, like, skew my direction. That's my career.
I go to high school, I'm like... Well, I kind of want to be a little bit... I'd like to be do some comedy, some music. I want to be kind of famous. I want to be this and that. But I never really put any... Like, I never moved away. I never really tried.
You know what's funny? I don't know how we both, like, have the same thing going on. Like, no one ever told me. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know I was supposed to do something.
Like, I never could pick anything.
I didn't know I was supposed to pick something. I got out of high school, and what are you supposed to do now? Like, I don't know. One of my friends is going to college. Huh. I guess I'll go there. I applied for one college, Buffalo State. That's where he's going. It's like, okay. I got into there. I went there. The one friend who was going there, he dropped out. It's like, shit, what am I going to do here? I don't even have anyone to talk to. I never even picked a fucking major. I guess I'm dropping out.
Yeah, and finally... Like, I don't know. I've always wanted to do radio, but by the time I got... Like, I delayed my college graduation, so when I finally graduated, like... You know, 6, 7 years, whatever, whatever it was, radio's pretty much dead. Like, if you want to work for minimum wage in radio and kind of work your way up, but it's hard to have a full-time job and then have a radio job for $8 an hour because they're going to want you to be there during the day sometimes.
Okay. The Mark Davila story, waiting for life to happen.
Yeah.
That's much
why
it.
I've always related to the Pink Floyd song, Time. Because, like, no one, you know, you're still standing at the starting line. Even though the gun went off like 10 minutes ago, you're like, no one told you to go. Like, oh, I was supposed to go with that gun? I didn't know.
Yeah, no one said. Shit. Huh. Race is almost over, huh? No, I'll go. I'll go. I guess. What direction are we going?
Let me get walking. All right. It's too late. I don't know. It's not too late because we're young, but whatever. A 60-year-old guy would tell us, hey, you're super young. You have plenty of time.
Relatively speaking, it's like, listen, 30 years ago, I was fucking you. So that's plenty of time, okay?
Yeah,
that's
30 years between me and you. It's done. I give up. I'll work this job. I'll just, you know, whatever. Maybe I'll get a raise.
Speaking of which, I saw Birdman yesterday.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. I didn't think you'd like it.
No, I liked it. I actually liked it. Now, let me tell you something. It
doesn't seem like a Mark movie.
I know this isn't Netflix review because we got distracted and didn't talk about it, you know, yesterday.
Because you're always reviewing movies that I reviewed like 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it then. I saw it now. But for the first, like, oh, man, I don't know, 40 minutes... I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Well, it took a while before I got into it.
You know the premise is there's no cuts, right?
No.
Yeah. If you watch it, there's like one or two cuts in the whole movie.
Yeah, now that I think about
it. They just follow people around.
Yeah. Now, after that like kind of 40-minute mark is when I really got into it. I'm like, yeah, you know what? This is good. Like, it took a while for me for it to pick up steam. But once it did, I really enjoyed it.
I like new Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Whatever her fucking name.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, who basically took over for all the...
Lindsay Lohan's roles.
Yeah, you know, the kind of, like, freckled, raspy-voiced ginger girl.
That's right. Yeah, but I thought it was a really good flick. I thought it was really, you know, interesting and kind of funny and, you know, in its dark way.
I did not like the ending, though. Did not like the ending.
Yeah, I mean, because the whole time you're like, is this delusion or is this real?
Yeah.
I mean, in my mind, it's all delusion.
It turns out it was delusion.
Yeah, like, you know, he's just a crazy person. They leave you some clues, like when he's, you know, in his mind, he's flying to throughout the fucking city. And then when he lands, he walks in, there's a cab driver like, hey, this guy didn't fucking pay me. Like, hey, where's my money? So obviously, he took a cab there. Yeah. And even though you don't like the end, that's still delusion. Because if you've been in a fucking hospital, you can't open up the windows like that. Those windows don't all even fucking open. You can't just open up a window.
So you're saying that at the end, now if you didn't see it, too fucking bad.
Yeah, I know. It's an old movie.
It's not really.
Yeah, old enough.
Just came to cable. So, you know.
So watch HBO.
He jumps out the window.
That didn't happen. It didn't fucking happen.
But Emma Stone ran out and like looked down the...
That's still part of his delusion. You notice how there's a flying man in the city, no one reacts.
Mm-hmm.
People would see him. He lands next to people. Look, huh, flying dude, huh? Interesting. No one reacts in the whole fucking movie.
That's why at the end he jumped out and died, because he thought that he could fly, but he couldn't.
No, but I'm saying he didn't even jump out. He didn't die. Those windows do not open. Go to any hospital. You've been in a hospital.
Yeah, you have the little screw in. You can open up like a crack.
You can't open up those windows. It's not a fucking screen door.
No, some you can open up like a crack.
Yeah, but you can't open up a window and just fucking, you know, full view.
Believe
and just
me,
jump on out.
I was just in the hospital in January.
Yeah, I've been to the hospital plenty of times. You can't open up those windows and fucking take a stroll. It was all part of the delusion. Mm-hmm. In his mind, he did that, and... She was all happy at the end. Oh wow, because that was his dream, to make my little girl happy. Because he knew he was such a fuck up as a father. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if she saw him flying around? How proud she would be. Obviously. Anyway, HotDogWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend, I guess. What?